Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Now, over the last few days, I've been posting a lot of these comparing Nathan Cleary's first 6 years to that of legends. And look, it doesn't take anything away from the legends. I know a lot of people got very upset and emotional and DM'd me and whatnot. And, you know, I knew that was going to happen. That's fine. But for the rational people that can understand, it is just a conversation topic. I think it's really interesting what he's done in the first 6 years of his career, Nathan Cleary. Yes, it took him a couple of years to find his way because, you know, he was a kid coming into first grade. That's going to happen. But the last 2 years, he really has found his feet. And I got to tell you, the one thing that has really annoyed me over the last few days reading these comments is the way that people try and disregard what Nathan Cleary has achieved by saying that he's the coach's son. I think this is the height of stupidity in rugby league. And if you're listening and you're one of these people, I don't apologize to you in any way, shape, or form. And before you tell me, oh, you're just a Cleary lover, you're a Cleary fanboy, just remember that 3 weeks before this premiership was won by the Panthers and by Nathan Cleary, I said that I don't think they can win it. I said at the start of the season, I don't think they can win it. I think they will slow down. I think they'll struggle without experience. So don't come at me saying I'm a fanboy, because I doubted this team. I didn't think they were going to be able to do it. A fanboy wouldn't do that, yeah? I tipped the Melbourne Storm all last year to win that premiership. I tipped them all this year to win the premiership. When they took on the Penrith Panthers, I gave the Panthers next to no hope. And I'm happy to admit I got that one wrong. Yeah, 100% got it wrong. But don't sit there now and act like that I'm a Nathan Cleary fanboy, because it's not the reality of it. I have always said, don't bag Nathan Cleary, because he's going to prove you wrong eventually. I didn't know when it was going to be. I said that on the eve of grand final. He was $4 for the Clive Churchill. I said, betting-wise, a little bit too short for me. Won't shock me if he does get it, because at some point, he's going to click over into being this guy that can handle the biggest occasions. And as I said that night, I'll say it again, I didn't know when that was going to be, but it was always coming. He's too good not to own the big stages. He owned it on that night. So before you message me and say, oh, you're just a Nathan Cleary fanboy, I have doubted the Panthers all year. I doubted them all last year. They proved me wrong. I gave them no hope against the Melbourne Storm a couple of weeks ago. They won that. It's impressed me so much what they've done, but don't pin me as a fanboy. If you want to tell me I'm a Melbourne Storm fanboy and I can be biased there, maybe, because I did tip them to win all season. I thought they were going to win this competition. They didn't. The Penrith Panthers did. Nathan Cleary, you know, I'm not sitting here being a fanboy. He's not my favourite player in the competition. Not that I dislike him. I don't understand how people can possibly try and bring down Nathan Cleary and what he's achieved because his father is his coach. As I said before, it is the absolute pinnacle of stupidity in rugby league for me. Now, I've had a lot of, you know, I'll just read you some of the quotes that I've seen just on my post this week. Daddy gave him a premiership. Daddy laid out the red carpet for him to come into first grade. Dad gave him the captain hat. Do we not realize someone's dad is the coach? And nepotism definitely exists. Now, just to talk about each of these comments, Dad gave him a premiership. Does anyone else have a father they can ring that'll hand them a premiership? Does anyone else have a father they can ring that'll, you know, you make a call, it makes you come second in the Dally M's 2 years running? I cannot believe how stupid some of these comments are. And it screams to me that these are probably people that doubted Nathan Cleary and have now been proven wrong. And now they're trying to look for reasons why they weren't wrong. Oh, it's because of his dad. His dad handed it to him. He just happened to be in a good team. He is this team. Cleary is the key to the Penrith Panthers, yeah? We've been talking for the last 4 weeks doing coaches' clipboards. Who did we have as number one every single week? It was Nathan Cleary. It was Nathan Cleary with a busted shoulder. Let's go to the next comment. Dad laid out the red carpet. So Dad laid out the red carpet for Nathan Cleary to come into first grade. And this is where it really annoys me, because this is just shows that people have got no clue what on earth they're talking about, and they're just looking to bring this guy down. Do you remember when Nathan Cleary made his first grade debut and Ivan Cleary gave him his jersey? Because I don't, and you probably shouldn't either, because Anthony Griffin was the coach. 2016, he came in and played his first game against the Melbourne Storm. Now, if you think back, he'd played 50 first grade games before Nathan, before Ivan even came back to the club. Yes, Ivan was there before that, no doubt about it. But he didn't hand him his first grade jersey. Anthony Griffin did. Hook decided this guy is ready for first grade. It had nothing to do with Ivan Cleary. And if you think it did, explain to me what world you think Anthony Griffin was living in where he rang the former coach of this team and said, hey, who do you reckon I should debut this season? Yeah? Anthony Griffin made the decision that this guy was ready for first grade, and he was. He came in and did really well. He was partnered with James Maloney. They did well together. He was young. He was learning his trade. His first season, he played 15 games. He won 67% of those games, Nathan Cleary. He came back the next year, 2017, also with Anthony Griffin once again. He played 26 games. He won 54% of those. He came back in 2018, his last year with Anthony Griffin, played 17 games, won 58% of those games. Then Ivan Cleary arrived in 2019. He played 21 games. They won two of their first 10 games. Two. They finished with a winning percentage of 38.10. Rolling the red carpet out, I mean, this wasn't easy for these guys. They didn't just shit in from the start, and Nathan wasn't an instant success. He had to work for this, and he had to play for 3 years in first grade before his dad became the coach. I mean, to say that his dad rolled out the red carpet, what on earth are you talking about? That just screams to me that you are jealous or you are salty of what this kid has achieved. Just appreciate what he's done. If you thought he wasn't this good, that's fine. You were wrong. So, you know, just cop it on the chin. I was wrong. I didn't think the Panthers would win this premiership. There's nothing wrong with being wrong, yeah? It's one of the hardest games in the world to predict. Just cop it on the chin. Move on. Appreciate what this guy is doing. The next comment. Dad gave him the captain hat. What? Dad gave him the captain hat. Since he became the captain, he's lost one, maybe two games of football, is it? One game of football he's lost since becoming the captain. Seems like a shocking decision there from Ivan. Now, since becoming the captain, he's lost one game of football, he's won a premiership, and he's won a Clive Churchill medal, and he came second in the Dally M medal. Can someone let Ivan know that he made a shocking decision? Can someone let Ivan know that making Nathan the captain was a bad decision? The only thing that went wrong for Nathan Cleary this year... Oh, he also won Origin, by the way. He won Origin, then they took him out of the team and they lost. But anyway, that's fine. The one thing that went wrong for Nathan Cleary this year is that he didn't win the Dally M. He came second to the greatest season we've ever seen. And you don't think this kid should have the captain hat? You think that the only reason why he's a captain and a leader in his team is because his dad's the coach? Good God. Good God, how stupid are people? This is unbelievable. Do we not realise someone's dad is the coach? Yeah, we know he's the coach. What has that got to do with anything? How can you possibly take anything away from what Nathan has done simply because his father is the coach? I mean, is there a better halfback in that team that Ivan should be picking over him? Is there a better halfback in the competition that Ivan should be picking over him? I mean, the only two guys that you could possibly argue, in my opinion, are Jerome Hughes and Adam Reynolds. Guess who Nathan Cleary beat 2 weeks in a row? Prelim final, he beats Jerome Hughes. Grand final, he beats Adam Reynolds. I mean, wow, Ivan, you really made a stinker of a decision there. Good God. Nepotism definitely exists. Now, nepotism is the favouring of relatives when you are in a position of power. Explain to me how he has favoured Nathan Cleary in any way, shape, or form. Because he hasn't dropped him? Why would you drop him? He's lost 3 games of football in 2 years. Yes, the first season, he lost 13. They only won 8. Wasn't a great season. They came back from that. They obviously worked hard in that preseason. Rules changed. They adapted. Nathan Cleary adapted. He defends well. He puts points on the board. He kicks goals at an incredible percentage. What are we kicking at? His worst season has been 80%. In 2 of the last 3 seasons, he's kicked it over 85%. He's kicking at 83% for his career. I mean, defends well. He goal kicks. He wins games of football. He delivers. Well, I mean, sorry, nepotism. How was he favoured, Nathan Cleary, in any way, shape, or form? I can't believe I have to stand here and do this podcast. As I said, the peak of stupidity. If you are one of these people that believes Nathan Cleary has had some sort of an advantage because his father is the coach,
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Kidding yourself. You're absolutely kidding yourself. Has Nathan Cleary potentially got advantages because he's been able to learn from his dad and spend time with him? 100%. No doubt about that, yeah? No doubt about that whatsoever. But look, he's not the first guy to come through and play rugby league with a father who played rugby league. Like, I can't believe people are bringing him down because of this. And when we're talking about those comparisons with Freddie Thurston, if you don't think Cleary's at that level, that's completely fine. I don't disagree with you. But the first 6 years have been incredibly impressive. And there's no denying that. And the only reason why I'm posting those is because I want you to be aware of what Cleary is doing and the trajectory that his career is going in. Because if we do happen to get 10 years down the track and this guy's won 3, 4, 5 premierships and he's got a heap of Dally M's, he might have more Clive Churchills, we could be witnessing greatness in front of us. Now, am I saying he's going to do that? No. But you realise that when Joey won the 97 grand final and people said, wow, what could this guy be? People would have said, hey, he's no Sterling. He's no Ricky Stewart. Don't be stupid. Don't question those champions. But Joey went on and did it. I remember when Cameron Smith was very young. Is he the GOAT? And everyone blew up Deluxe. What do you mean? Instead of Joey, you can't say that. You can't do that. You realise that as eras go on, great players emerge and it doesn't take anything away from previous great players. Am I saying Nathan Cleary is going to be the greatest of all time? No, I'm not. But don't be the guy that sits there and says, oh, you can't compare him until his career's over. Fucking what? Why can't we have this conversation? Why can't we be aware of where Nathan Cleary's career is going and be aware of where other guys were at the same point of their career? There hasn't been a guy in rugby league history where people have said, hey, how is he going compared to this guy? Could he be an all-time great? And then someone else in the room would have said, well, hold on. Don't compare him to the guy 20 years ago that I grew up and I loved and I respect. You having respect for Nathan Cleary doesn't take any respect away from Andrew Johns. You do understand that, yeah? It takes nothing away from them at all. If anything, it's more credit to Andrew Johns because we're comparing the best players now and saying, how do they match up against Joey? Is not a negative on these guys. I am not saying Nathan Cleary will be one of the greatest ever. But if something happens that Nathan Cleary does go on to be one of the best ever, I want you to enjoy this career and keep track of it as we go because it's a privilege to be alive when this sort of stuff is going on, when you get to watch players like this, if Nathan Cleary does in fact turn out to be one of these guys. And things can change very quickly. I'll give you an example. The end of the 2015 season, Cooper Cronk, yeah? The Melbourne Storm, they lost in the finals that year. Cooper Cronk had won in 07, 09, and 12. 07 and 09 got taken off him. You know, you could argue with me that Cooper Cronk only had the one premiership, and that's fine, yeah? He had the other two taken off him, whether you want to count them or not. Even if you give him those first two premierships, all of a sudden the guy's got 3 premierships, yeah? And you're sort of like, well, does that really put him in the all-time greats category? And then all of a sudden, the last 4 years of his career arrive. He loses in 2016, granted, yeah? if you understand footy and you understand how that game went, you remember the moment. There's a moment where Will Chambers goes down the right touchline. He's got a 2-on-1 with the fullback. If he draws and pass, the Melbourne Storm probably win. The guy inside him was Cooper Cronk. So if Will Chambers would have passed that ball, Cooper Cronk, he scores the winning try in the 2016 grand final. He then goes back-to-back in 2017. He then moves clubs to the Roosters and goes 18-19. Cooper Cronk could have hypothetically finished with 4 premierships in a row. Instead, he finished with 3, which is incredible. But it went from a career with 3 premierships with 2 asterisks next to it, that's fine, to finishing with 6 premierships in his last 4 years, which is unbelievable. And this is how quickly things can change. If the Penrith Panthers do manage to build a bit of a dynasty out there, I'm not saying they will, don't get butt hurt, but I'm not saying that they definitely will. But if they do, this is something I want you to be aware of, and I don't want you to sit back and go, oh, it's because he's his coach's son. What? How could you possibly make that argument? It is just ridiculous. The guy has finished 2nd in the Dally M's 2 years in a row. He's made it to 2 grand finals in a row. He's won one of them. He's won a Clive Churchill and one of the other ones. Stop acting like Nathan is where he is because of his dad. He is a champion player. He's going to be successful in our game for a very long time. And me personally, I'm really looking forward to watching it. I doubted the Penrith Panthers all year. As I said at the start, this isn't a fanboy talking up Nathan Cleary. I doubted him. I doubted the Panthers all season. I didn't think they could do it. I wasn't sure if Nathan was ready to own the big stages. But as I said, stop bagging Nathan Cleary because he will prove you wrong at one point or another. Turned out it was the 2021 grand final where he proved us wrong and he proved that he could go to that next level, win that premiership, win that Clive Churchill, deliver a premiership to the Penrith Panthers.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.